Welcome to DFW Perspective with Starlene Stringer. We've got another great show this week, one that's very informative and one that's going to tell you not only about something you should all be aware of, but also about a great event that's coming up that you may want to participate in, too. Please welcome our special guest to the show to tell us all about this fun event that I keep teasing and telling you about, Jerry McNeese. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks, Starlene. I appreciate it.
Now, I know you're bringing something very exciting to the Metroplex very soon. Tell us what it is and how we can get involved.
Well, we're going to be having actually a pretty good size hoop class and hoop jam. We can even say it's Texas sized. It's going to be at Eddie Dean Crossroads in Arlington.
Now, some people may be going a hoop class or a hoop jam. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I actually teach hooping. And we like to call it hoop dance, and that is actually, if you're thinking in the along the lines of hula hooping, yes, that's what it's called.
Very cool.
Also, and this is done with larger adult-sized hoops, and it's a great exercise. It's just tons of fun, and you don't really feel like you are exercising, but you may also have seen a lot about it in the media and print on television in the last, two, 3 years even. It keeps becoming more and more prominent. So, yeah, that's what I teach, and we're actually doing this as a fundraiser for a wonderful autism technology company that's a nonprofit.
Well, I love it, and I'm glad you brought up what it's being done for. So it's great for your health. It's good exercise and definitely going to be a day filled with fun over at Eddie Dean's in Dallas. But also, it's for a great cause. Tell me about it.
Well, Nonpareil Institute is actually in Plano, Texas, and they are, like I said, a nonprofit technology company, and they're really changing the lives of a lot of individuals on the autism spectrum. It's adults that attend and go there. My son, Kyle, was actually the very first student that they found to I guess, test drive it, if you want to call it like that, about 2 years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going on three, but he wasn't diagnosed with Asperger's per se. It was really moderate severe autism when he was three, but here he is today. He, like I said, was the first one. Started out with, I believe, shortly thereafter, about six adults were in the core team, and that was back in 2009, and today they have over 80 students. And
wow.
Yeah, and Kyle is actually full-time. He just got, at that level, and he's actually an instructor.
Huh.
And he's doing amazing. He moved out to Plano in November, and he lives with another autistic individual and just down the street up there in Plano. So it's really amazing. And I just feel so incredibly blessed to be able to combine what I do, which is fun and joyous and
right,
all about lifting people up, because this is for everyone. Anyone can do it. With actually an awareness night for them, we're going to raise a little bit of money and hopefully get the message out there that there's some positive, wonderful things happening for adults with autism. I meet people every day.
Well, definitely. You told us a lot of information there, which is definitely a good thing. You let us know that it's personal for you, so you definitely have a personal reason connection for why you're involved in what you're doing, which is definitely a good thing. And then you also gave a lot of inspiration, because a lot of parents who are dealing with children who have autism, they're listening to you, and you were actually giving a testimony, whether you knew it or not, by saying how great your son is doing now and living on his own. And so I know a lot of people are going to be motivated, not only just by what you said, but by the event you're having. You've made it a family affair. You're getting involved. You've got this great event going on. Tell us when it is, the exact time, and how people can go about registering and getting involved.
Okay. It's April 5th. That's Thursday. And it is hopefully on a good night for people, where they can come on out. It's in Arlington. Eddie Dean Crossroads is on Collins at 1004 North Collins there. It's across the street from this Cowboy Stadium, kind of catty corner there. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. until 10 at 6, between 6 and 7:15, if people would love to come and eat some dinner, great barbecue, and love to show some support for Eddie Dean. He's gracious enough to let us do this event there. And then about 7:15 in the back, there's a $20 charge at the back door there, so you have to go through the restaurant. We're going to do the hooping in the back. There'll be instructions every 15 minutes. We'll also just be hooping on the sides. I mean, people that come, if you already hoop, you bring hoops to the party, and we all share. So if you don't know what to do with a hoop, just come on. We'll show you.
Now, that's a lot of hooping. So are you going to hoop, like, continuously?
No.
Okay. I was like, I probably would pass out hooping that long, girl.
There'll be breaks in between the instruction. And it is. It's something you can just kind of start for a few minutes and take a break, come back, try it again.
I see.
We'll have plenty of hoops laying around for people to pick up and try. And there's going to be some Q&A towards the end of the evening.
Okay.
And of course, during in between instruction, I will tell people, you know, how to go about finding more information, where on the internet is a great place to look. They'll even have some hoops there. If they want to take one home, I'll have a very limited supply. And I'm not doing this to really focus on sales of hoops, of course, not at all, because I don't want to overshadow everything. But
right.
I'll definitely have information on where to look for tons more, you know, of ways to get involved hooping for you.
Well, since you brought that up, let me ask you this for people that are listening now and may not be able to attend this event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they may want to help out and maybe they can attend, but they just want to learn more about hooping. How can they
sure.
contact you for that?
Well, my website is aroundjoy.com. That's AROUNDJOY.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of information there. And you can also find out more about Nonpareil through my website. If you just go to my events page,
okay.
there's links to all that. But a good place to start information about Nonpareil would just be their website as well, NPITX.org.
Awesome. And for those who are wanting to get involved and participate on Thursday night, April 5th, out at Eddie Dean's, which I'm glad you pointed out, Eddie Dean's Arlington. I'm
yes,
so used to Eddie Dean's Dallas. So I'm glad Eddie Dean's Arlington by the Cowboys Stadium. So on April 5th, for those who want to do that, is there a registration fee or do you make a donation? How does it work?
No, all you have to do is show up. There's plenty of room out back for this, for any, really. And I want this to be more just come on and show up. I know people are coming. I've got a lot of people saying they're already going to be there, so I'm not concerned about that, and we're just there to have a great time.
Awesome.
And we just wanted people to feel like, come eat dinner, come see us, come meet us. People from Nonpareil will be there. If you have questions about their program, that's really the good thing is, you know, it's going to be a very informal way, a relaxed way to come get a brochure, talk about what they're doing.
And for those who don't know what Nonpareil is, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, these adults there, they're located, by the way, this is so people understand, I said Plano. They're on the campus of SMU Plano.
Okay.
And they have their offices there. And they have expanded and grown because they started out a whole lot smaller. My
uh-huh.
son actually started in Dan's Kitchen. He was one of the founders learning, you know, what to do on these engines. There's a wonderful link right now on like my Facebook wall. I just put it on Around Joy Facebook page of Computer World. An article about all Nonpareil, what they're doing, and my son's in that article as
well. Awesome, so there's definitely help available out there.
Oh, yeah, you can go out and read a lot about a wonderful thing they're doing. It's technology, it's where everything's going, and autistic adults are making things happen.
I love it. And you know what? I'm glad that you're making this event happen because people need to be more aware of how they can get involved and how they can help out and how they can give back and what they can do. And by doing it through this great event, it's going to be exciting and a lot of fun, too. But there are going to be people listening right now that are going, yeah, I'm not an expert at this. And these people are in classes and they've probably been doing it forever.
No.
So is there like, you know, do you have to be like an
no.
experienced person
no.
or can like newcomers, people who can't keep the hula hoop up,
not
are we
all.
Welcome to?
That's what this is about, Starlene. Hooping is something for everyone and it's about opening your mind and
awesome.
Coming as a clean blank slate and let's just try this. Because after you try it, it's like anything else. This is what it teaches.
I love
if
it.
If you try it, you can accomplish anything.
There you go.
And that's what we do. And it's there's always something for everyone. I teach ages, you know, young to old. You know, it's And I'm right in the thick of there. I'm not a spring chicken either, so.
Right, so I completely understand that. I'm with you, girl. And just to be able to keep the hoop up now is a good thing. I went to like a 16-year-old's birthday party not too long ago, and everyone, it was like a Hawaiian theme, and everyone was hula hooping. I'm like, oh, I can do that. Yeah, I could in the past, but now, oh boy.
I could show you in 3 minutes, and you'd be doing it, Charlene. I know you. You don't sit on the couch. You're active, so I think you definitely could do this.
I need, it's a little work in progress.
It's physics. It's all it is.
A little work in progress. Okay, I'll have to work on that. So that's good to know. For those who want to come out, I love it. It's a great event for a great cause. And tell them where they can get more information.
Again, go to my events page on aroundjoy.com. That's aroundjoy.com. And on the events page, it's just at the top. And just take a look there.
Awesome. And we'll also have this information posted at klty.com, too, so that you can get more information. But please go out and support this special event Thursday, April 5th, for Autism and Hoop Awareness. This is going to be so exciting. It's a wonderful event, and I'm so glad that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to tell us about this, Jerry. It's just really, really great to have you doing this in the community and letting us know how we can get involved. Again, it's aroundjoy.com, aroundjoy.com, for more information. And again, Jerry, thank you so much. We pray it's a huge success.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Starlene.
You're welcome. And you've been listening to DFW Perspective with Starlene Stringer. Have a blessed week.